She was frightened by the earnestness of his manner and ran past him to the window through which he was accustomed to hand the meals. It was already opened, and Hunter was seated at a small table inside. She had begun to tell him of what had happened when the stranger came up again. "Good evening," said he, looking through the window. "I wanted to have a word with you." The girl has sworn that, as he spoke, she noticed the corner of the little paper packet protruding from his closed hand.
"What business have you here?"
asked the lad. "It's a business that may put something in your pocket," said the other. "You've two horses in the Wessex Cup, Silver Blaze and Bayard. Let me have the straight tip, and you won't be the loser. Is it a fact that at the weights Bayard could give the other 100 yards and 5 furlongs, and that the stable have put their money on him?"
"So you're one of those damn touts,"
cried the lad.
"I'll show you how we serve them in King's Pyland."
He sprang up and rushed across the stable to unloose the dog. The girl fled away to the house, but as she ran, she looked back and saw that the stranger was leaning through the window. A minute later, however, when Hunter rushed out with the hound, he was gone. And though he ran all around the buildings, he failed to find any trace of him.
One moment, I asked. Did the stable boy, when he ran out with the dog, leave the door unlocked behind him?"
"Excellent, Watson, excellent.